100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon. 100 Word Stories podcast, one a day until thedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic for this week was contact lens. And we have stories from Lisa, Richard, Lizzie, Serendipity, Norval Joe, and, of course, Planet Z. I figured with these beginnings so short, I could just name people by name. I mean, not many people are sending stories in compared to the heyday of 15, 20, 11 billion. But I think that means people have more refined tastes in what they submit the stories to. Oh well, if there's another site out there, maybe you can let me in on it and I'll enjoy and ruin it. Just like this podcast. Anyway, it's the weekly challenge, number 856, the topic of contact lens. Let's see what people have. I want to hear it.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK. The word is contact lens, and here's my 100 word story called The Gift. It wasn't just his horrific crimes. It was how prolific he was. The police were baffled. The same piercing blue eyes stared out from photo fits on investigation boards all around the country. It was in Burnley that a newly qualified DS noticed the latest victim's Tiffany necklace. The first victim had one too. It was a huge breakthrough. At the jewellers, they discovered the same necklace had been sent to every victim. They had him. The invoice address led them to a contact lens warehouse, where they found yet another necklace, but with a note. For you, DS Tunstall. Kiss, kiss. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Good morning. Richard here, and this is my story for this week on the topic contact lens, and it's called Contact Lens. Excuse me, you couldn't possibly give me a hand by any chance? The woman had the face of an angel. It was love at first sight. You see, I've lost my contact lens, and I wondered if you had a moment to help me find it. My heart fluttered. There it was, the code phrase. I've lost my contact lens. Quickly, I responded. The Mexican has a big moustache. What? I repeated myself, then asked her for the drugs. She gave me an exasperated look, then gasped. There it is! Peeled the lens from her coat and briskly walked away. Okay, I'm done. Until next time, goodbye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I have this great little trick I do with contact lenses. I soak them overnight in chili oil. Then, once you're suitably restrained, I pop them into your eyes. It's so much easier and far less messy than pulling out your fingernails with pliers. And nowhere near as distasteful as clipping electrodes to your private parts. Yet, for all its simplicity, it gets results. Almost every time. And, on the rare occasions it doesn't work, I always keep a pair of pliers handy. Just, in case. They're not for your fingernails. I'm going to use them to remove the lenses.
Hello, everyone. I hope you had a good week, and here's my story. This is a contact lens. Where's the other one? He chuckled, burying his feet in sand. Look, he held it close to his eye, and the wind picked up and the waves became wild. What's happening? Want me to kill that bird? Before she could say no, the bird just dropped dead. Horrified, she stood up. Where did you get that? Aliens. I meet them every Sunday after church. Aliens? Dead birds? He smiled. I don't know what else to do with it. Rain, dude! Make fucking rain! Useless aliens giving you, of all people, a freaking contact lens. And this was my story for this week, or by my blog at lizzygoodcuff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 856 with the prompt of contact lens. What do you think, Tom? Is that a good prompt? Here's my story. Sabrina looked offended by Linoleum Amanda's comment. I don't know how you can tell anything with eyes like yours. What's wrong with you? Did you lose your contact lenses? Bilbert was surprised and offended by Sabrina's rude behavior and began to intervene on his old friend's account. Sabrina? Linoleum Amanda cut him off. It's okay, Bilbert. It's a family trait, on my father's mother's side. I should wear glasses, but I'm afraid I would look silly. Before Sabrina could make another cutting comment, Linoleum Amanda added, Wait, you're a witch. Don't you have a spell you could cast to make my eyesight better? Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Jamie liked to step outside, kneel down on the sidewalk, and pretend she'd lost a contact lens. People would stop to help her, and eventually she'd stop and pretend to find it and put it in its case to wash later. And she'd thank the people who'd helped her. And if any of the guys sounded cute, she'd tell them her number to text her theirs. She'd go back inside, and her roommate would look them up. This one's cute, she said. I'll call him later, Jamie said, picking up her cane and glasses. Need anything from the store?
One-hundred-word stories.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of contact lens. Thank you to everyone who's stuck by the podcast for all these years. And we'll keep going. There's more topics to go. I mean, next week's topic is Crash. And then there's a whole list of them up on the site. I mean, let's keep going. Let's see what you've got. Let's see what I've got. Let's see what everyone has. Actually, it's not really see, unless you're just reading these. I mean, if you're listening, then let's hear. Let's hear and see and smell and touch and taste, and that's rather creepy. Thank you all for being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.